The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, as we read in the Gospel this morning, Jesus is saying that he came not to bring peace, but discord. And I know we'll be wondering, is this really Jesus? I think we have to really understand what Jesus meant by this. And we can only understand when we think about the background to this gospel. So this was the instruction Jesus gave to the disciples when he was sending them two by two. As a backup a little bit, yesterday we read in the gospel how Jesus sent them. And he warned them, do not take second tunic, do not take food, only walking stick. And he told them that wherever you go to and you preach, and they refuse to accept you, don't fight. Just remove the dust on your sandals and go to another place to preach. And after saying all this, he now gave them this stern warning. So by giving them this stern warning, Jesus tried to let the disciples understand that because of this preaching, as they go to preach, that they will experience fierce persecution. That as they go to preach, that there are people that will accept his words, their words, and there are people that will not. So in this process, For example, in a family, you might see a father accepting the message, but a mother will not. A daughter accepting, the son will not. So there will be chaos. But in all this, they have to be as gentle as a dove. So Jesus literally is not saying that he is bringing war. No. But what he was saying that in the course of the preaching, there are people who will accept and there are people who will not accept. And that will cause some confusion in families. But they should not panic. Because ordinarily, not everyone will accept. There are people who will accept and there are people who will not. But in all this, they should not be worried at all. And they should not be swayed. They have to maintain that decorum, being peaceful in their teachings, that gradually the Holy Spirit will take control of the situation. But how does this concern us, my dear friends in Christ? This gospel is reminding us that as new disciples, we have to be as gentle as a dove in carrying out our responsibility as new disciples. That there are people who will reject our teachings, but we should not be afraid. That all our efforts will not be in vain. That God will reward us at the appropriate time. So let us not be afraid as new disciples of Christ. Let us remain steadfast and allow the Holy Spirit to take control of every situation. Today that we are celebrating St. Bonaventure, he was a doctor of the church and a bishop. And he is known as the Seraphic Doctor because of his great writings, because he allowed himself to be used by the Holy Spirit, because of the virtue of humility, because of the virtue of sanctity. These are the things, these are the gifts that we have to pray for as we undertake our responsibilities as the new disciples of Jesus Christ. As we preach, let us be humble. As we preach, as we propagate this message of salvation, let us allow the Holy Spirit to walk through us, as Bonaventure did. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us meditate upon these words and also pray in this Mass for the intercession of Saint Bonaventure, that God may grant us these virtues that he gave to Bonaventure.